पुरुषाय विद्महे महादेवाय धीमहि तन्नो रुद्र प्रचोदयात्। तत्पुरुषाय विद्महे वक्रतुण्डाय धीमहि तन्नो दन्ति प्रचोदयात्। तत्पुरुषाय विद्महे चक्रतुण्डाय धीमहि तन्नो नन्दि प्रचोदयात्। तत्पुरुषाय विद्महे महासेनाय धीमहि तन्न षण्मुख प्रचोदयात्। तत्पुरुषाय विद्महे सुवर्णपक्षाय धीमहि तन्नो गरुड प्रचोदयात्। वेदात्मनाय विद्महे हिरण्यगर्भाय धीमहि तन्नो ब्रह्म प्रचोदयात्। नारायणाय विद्महे वासुदेवाय धीमहि तन्नो विष्णु प्रचोदयात्। वज्रनखाय विद्महे तीक्ष्णगघुष्ट्राय धीमहि तन्नो नारसिगुम्ह प्रचोदयात्। भास्कराय विद्महे महद्युतिकराय धीमहि तन्नो आदित्य प्रचोदयात्। वैश्वानराय विद्महे लालीलाय धीमहि तन्नो अग्नि प्रचोदयात्। कात्यायनाय विद्महे कन्याकुमारी धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गि प्रचोदयात्। ॐ साईश्वराय विद्महे सत्यदेवाय धीमहि तन्न सर्व प्रचोदयात्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
ॐ श्री साई राम। डियरेस्ट स्वामी, वर्ड्स आर बेरली इनफ टू थैंक यू फॉर when we pray, you hear much more than we say. You are always just a call away. Pray, guide us, dear Lord, in your own special way. The class 10 students of Srimati Ishwarama High School humbly offer our love and gratitude to our Divine Master.
No cloud can hide our happiness today as we thank you, O Lord. Throughout the past decade, it is your name, Swami, that has protected us like an armor. It is your infinite grace that has helped us grow in leaps and bounds. We now have an identity, and an identity that is attached to Srimati Ishwarama High School. The school gracefully completes 10 years and mirrors our own growth from class 1 to class 10. Swami, allow us to make a digital presentation reflecting this growth. Dearest Swami, you have always promised to us that you will take 100 steps towards us if we take one towards you. In my life, even the first step of getting me admitted into this school was taken by you. Ever since, you have become an overwhelming presence in my life. There is no place in my life where you are not there. I pray, dear Lord, I always stay in step with you.
As a little child attending Balvikas classes, the stories of Krishna, Radha and the Gopikas enamored me. I was envious of the fact that the Gopikas could spend so much time with Lord Krishna. Growing up, I was surrounded by reflections of your love in my family and in my teachers. Though I was not fortunate to be blessed by your physical presence throughout my childhood, I got the company of those people who had been touched by your love. The fragrance of that divine love has dispersed itself and scented every aspect of my life. I no longer yearn to be a Gopika or a resident of Vrindavan to experience your love. The Vrindavan of the Dwapar Yuga is here, and anyone who inspires me to engage in your manana is a fellow Gopika. What more can I ask of you, O Lord? In order to satiate a childish desire, you recreated the Dwapar Yuga for me. There is only one thing I pray for. Even when memory fails me, let me never forget to call out to you with love. Grant that, dear Lord, that I engage in serving you all my life.
No. everybody who believes that a birthday is an occasion on which one can gift you something special. I too nursed a wee bit of desire to be a part of a program for the 98th birthday. Due to unfortunate turn of events, I was ejected out of the program. I wept till my eyes ran dry. 4 years after that, I was chosen to be a part of the Veda chanting group for the 94th birthday. It is then I realized that there is nothing we can give you. It is you who give us gifts in every surprising circumstance. Dear Lord, please help me believe that your delays are never your denials.
One day during darshan, Swami, you threw a vibhuti packet between my friend and myself. Both of us looked at the packet of vibhuti eagerly, and after a minute's pause, I grabbed it and handed it over to my friend. Swami, at that time, your wheelchair that had glided forward halted, and you turned back and gave me the most beatific smile. That is still today a treasure that I will cherish forever. That was an innocent, impulsive action, but today I want to turn it into a prayer. Dear Lord, let me always choose you above all your gifts. To me, you are the biggest gift.
Raise jo parvat nikala.
gifts come to us in all sizes and shapes. Each gift is very differently wrapped. The gift of a rebirth that you granted me was so large a gift that it could not be wrapped, because no one yet knows how to trap a breath of fresh, life-giving air. You breathed your breath into me, and I lived again miraculously. When my eyes opened after a nasty electric shock that had turned my right palm into a shapeless pulp, I looked disbelievingly at what once looked like my right palm. The doctors wanted to amputate two stubs of fingers that remain on my palm. Frantic prayers went up from everyone that day. The next day, the decision of the doctors was changed on seeing my fingers. Now, what remains with me is not a scar, but the signature of your bountiful love.
Gave me a name. But Swami, when I got admitted to the school, you gave me your name as a prefix to my name. Then I became a Sai student. Today, even as we walk out of the portals of the school, we still carry with us your name. Pray, bless us that we live up to that great honor of bearing your name all our lives.
Thank you. Last year, this time, lying I was on a bed, confined within four walls. Tears rolled down my cheeks, a cool breeze blew, wiping them away. Yes, I knew this was your love. Wiping tears that rolled, you made me bold. Yes, I knew this was your love, caring for me as my mother. The days I was sad, a cool breeze blew, cuddling me and cajoling me. Yes, I knew this was your love, caring for me as my friend. The days I felt deeply depressed, a cool breeze blew, lifting my spirits high, inspiring me. Yes, I knew this was your love, caring for me as my teacher. The gentle breeze carrying in your subtle fragrance made me feel your loving presence, Swami.
Swami, you touched our hearts and we have blossomed. You watched our every step and molded us. You blessed me before I joined the school. Swami, when I was in my mother's womb, my mother got admitted in the general hospital. My mother had lots of pain. She couldn't withstand the excruciating pain. She slowly closed her eyes and began to pray. She imagined herself to be seated in the mandir, waiting to take the blessings of you. You came to my mother and gave her an apple and told her that the child whom you would be blessed with would be like an apple, fat and cute. And when I was born, my mother was shocked because I looked exactly like an apple, cute and chubby. Swami, from then on, you looked after me. Thank you, Swami. Thank you for your abundant love and grace.
I lost my father when I was very young and always felt the vacuum of a fatherly figure to guide me, not knowing where to go and the path to tread. I lost my way. I was confused, depressed, and felt completely lost. At that time, I felt a guiding hand holding me and taking me to a place that changed my life completely. This very Srimati Ishwarama High School has embraced me under its divine umbrella and carved a way for a better future.
Yes, my friend, I too had many sad times when my friends had happy times. Although I studied very hard, I never scored well. I questioned about this to myself many times. Later, I even questioned God. It said, God's delays are never denials. One of my teachers, seeing me worried, came to my help. Every day my teacher cajoled me, motivated me, and encouraged me to do well.
We know, Swami, it was not a guide or a teacher who helped us through the toughest times, but it was you who led us at every step.
Thank you. It was the year 2010. A boy of 6 walked into the portals of Srimati Ishwarama High School. Little did he know about the good fortune that was to follow. That little boy was guided and guarded by you, Swami. That little boy is now standing here as your boy. The years went on smoothly. The boy was not aware of the crisis he was to face. It was in his 7th grade that his mother and his brother and he were faced a serious crisis. His mother was clueless because his father had discarded them. His mother was deeply hurt and left with 2 kids to take care of. He was 12 years old, an age where one could hardly comprehend the intensity of the situation. And then his only concern was his school. For him, his school was a second home. But my mother told me that she had to leave Parthi. He was shattered. He didn't know what to do. Leaving his school was a great depression to him. Then he turned to you, Swami, because his future was bleak and scary. Then you answered his prayers. You showed him a home where he could stay and study and continue his own school. As you helped his mother by showing a way to live her life. Swami, he surrendered to you and you took care of him. Swami, thank you for everything in his life. I trust you, and I always trust you that you will be there with him.
Life is a game. Play it. And who can understand better than we, Swami? The sports meet is a stage for this. And annual sports and games gives a right platform to show that life is a game. Gymnastics, the favorite sport of each one of us, lured me into showing my abilities with a punch of carelessness. This led to a severe back pain and I reached to the last level of my resilience. After all, every game has a captain, and my captain was you, Swami. A player with a right captain and a right plan can even win a difficult game. I, a player in this game, learn to withstand tough circumstances with you by my side. The only remedy that helped me during this situation was your sacred vibhuti that you lovingly bestowed on your devotees. With faith in my heart and prayers on my lips, and a round imprint of vibhuti on my forehead, I built in confidence to push my limits and please you, Swami. Wherever I am, whichever position I am in, however I am, you are my best friend, you are my guide, you are my teacher, you are my father, you are my mother, you are my everything, Swami. You are my everything. I know, Swami, it was you who reduced my pain, and it will be always you, Swami, always you. I love you, Swami. I love you so much.
Students are his chosen ones. The very address of a Sai student stirs up the feelings of love and affection towards our beloved Bhagwan. I am very fortunate to be one of those children to study in this divine edifice in the year 2010. The memories of interactions with my Lord creates goosebumps in me. The bond I have between my Lord and me is very special, which is irreplaceable and inexplicable. After all, His is the hand that holds mine, and His is the ear that hears to every yearning, and His is the eye that watches over me. It was in the year 2019, December's first week. I hurt my ankle when I was playing football. I felt a piercing pain, rendering it difficult to even walk. My parents were worried, and we consulted the doctor. It was neither the doctor nor his medicine, but it was you, Swami, your voice, that made me feel your presence. Nenu eppudu neetone unnanu, the words that you spoke to a child who fractured his legs. And I watched these words in a video, and this you conveyed to me that you are with me in every step of mine. Beloved Bhagwan, you are with me, be it any tribulation or a moment of elation. This life, I offer it to you, my Lord. Make me a worthy instrument in your hands.
Mm-hmm. Swami, you have sowed the seed of love in our tender hearts and nourished us to blossom from buds to flowers. With tranquility and reverence, we surrender to you, Swami, knowing that everything is permeated only from the divine. Swami, as we celebrate the kaleidoscopic manifestations of your supreme love, please bless us, O Sai Ma, and engulf us in your nectarine love for a bond so special we share. Take charge of our lives, O Prana Sakha, and guide us at every step that we take to ultimately reach you. Swami, please bless us to cherish this bond of love forever.
Sairam to all of you. I offer my prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our beloved master, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai. Revered Bhagavan, respected elders, my dear colleagues, dear students, and the fellow devotees. is my privilege to share my happiness with you, which you have already witnessed the glory of it. For the last 10 years, with Bhagavan's grace, how much metamorphosis has taken place among the rural children, that is really surprising. It is only Bhagavan's grace. And the dedication and the hard work of the teachers made the dust to the diamond. Really, it is purely the Bhagavan's grace. Every one of us working for Bhagavan. And our only prayers is to continue to grace us forever, to lead a step towards Him only, not away from Him. Today we take this opportunity to felicitate 3 children, the 1st, 2nd and 3rd rank, who got in the last year CBSE 10th class examination in 2019. Really, not only the life that you have seen, disciplined life, even in the academics too, they are competing. They are going forward. Thereby, as Bhagavan hoped for the balanced development, it is going on in the school, though they are exposed only 5 to 6 hours with the teachers. Most of the time, they will be in the house only. Even then, they are successful. Really, we have to appreciate their dedication, devotion and hard work. Sai Ram to you. This is the first batch actually who have completed the whole 10 years complete education in Srimati Ishwarama High School. There are 22 boys and 26 girls in this batch. Altogether 48. They are going for the examination. All of us pray for their success in the coming examination. Wish you all the best, boy. Now I take this opportunity to request Srimati Hema Ratnakar to hand over the prize to the girl students. And I request R.J. Ratnakar, the managing trustee and the chairman of our school, to felicitate the 2 children, boy students, and hand over the cup to the children and bless them. Now I read out the 1st rank, C. Sai Yashwant, 94.4 he got. The 2nd rank goes to K. Sai Nityasri, 94%. Both girl and boy. third rank goes to Master B. Bharat, 93.6. I thank Mr. Ajay Ratnakar and Srimati Hema Ratnakar for handing over the prizes. Now, last year there were 38 children who wrote the examination, 20 boys and 18 girls. Out of that, 36 children they passed in distinction, above 75%. Only two children, just they missed but with one mark, that is 73.4 they got it. And above 90%, there are 14 children out of 38. The school average also is commendable, that is above 85.7%. This all, whatever is blessed by our Bhagavan, is offered at his lotus feet. May God bless us all in future to be successful in the coming examination with flying colors. Sai Ram to all of you.
Govinda Madhava Gopala Keshava. Thank you. Bye. समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु, समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु, समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु। शांति 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 जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय।